I never expected Trump charging into a goblin's nest to not get some goblin vomit and slop and blood on him. I just don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin. But if he's in there rolling around hacking him up and he's got a goblin guide, you know, taking him into the cave, I'm not expecting him to not get dirty, especially up to his ankles. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, having political succubus with goblins. I don't want to see him ingratiating goblins, but catch him in bed with a goblin.
Hello, friends. It's your Chapo for the week. It's me, Will Meniker, and of course, Felix.
Hello, everyone.
And Matt.
Hi.
Sitting in with us this week, we also have a special guest, comedian Kath Barbadoro. Kath, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I'm, again, incredibly disappointed you didn't butcher my last name, but, you know.
I'll fuck it up before the episode ends, trust me. But
fingers crossed.
As you said, this is sort of a spooky Halloween-themed episode, so I'm just going to maybe say it backwards. I'm going to go, Arbadon the cack.
That you've invoked Dark Cat.
You should call it Kate Babadook.
That's the traditional pronunciation in Italian, so good job.
Oh, hey, I'm pronouncing over here. So like I said, you know, Kath is a comedian, and she's now the head writer on Vox.com's newly announced feminist Chappelle show. Just
really
like
an honor. Very excited. Can't wait to do a whole hour special about street harassment. It's going to be awesome.
It's the Vox.com. It's exactly like Chappelle's show, but about feminism.
No, what people don't understand is it's going to be literally exactly the Chappelle show. So we're doing the blind KKK sketch. You know, we're just going for
You're gonna have a female crackhead character.
Exactly. Yeah.
I had an embarrassing moment with Dylan Matthews. I saw his avatar and I was like, hey, idiot, are you really going to do that stupid Kermit the Frog thing that Marshall said? But then I realized, oh, wait a minute, that's just his face. I'm sorry.
I like, so me and Virgil watched Feminist Chappelle's show the other day when we were supposed to be writing, and we got really mad, but then we watched Elevator Reviews and noticed that they had more views than Feminist Chappelle's show. And like they say on my favorite children's education website, Imgur, faith in humanity restored.
That is like always comforting, is to know that like no matter what I do as a comedian or anyone else does as a comedian that I hate, like vines of black teenagers will always beat us in views, and that's really comforting.
Not anymore. They won't. Not anymore.
It's true. God.
Yeah. Not for nothing though. I am so fucked up over this that Vine is going away.
No, Vine ruled.
I didn't realize how much it meant to me until I found out it was going away.
Dude, it's...
I don't get it. Isn't there Instagram videos?
No, Instagram videos,
isn't
it's like...
Is that still a thing?
Instagram videos are more like the... Instagram's trying to get more like Snapchat. Instagram does videos, but there's no like time limit. And like the Vine format of just like 6 seconds looped, sort of like Twitter, like the enforced economy makes it so much funnier.
Well, tough shit.
Yeah, and Matt is equally devastated that Vine is going away. He was a master of the genre.
Matt told me that he likes prestige vines. Likes dot vines with like, he doesn't like, you know, like Caden Aiden or shit like that, but he likes it with like a dark anti-hero Vine star. It's 7 seconds of them in a church and they're like, God, you know that I'm a son of a bitch, bastard, bitch, and it's raining
just
and it's cool.
A long tracking shot to an old man drinking scotch.
Yeah. Those are Matt's favorites. Yeah.
There could be ominous, like, ambient music, and then, like, a close-up of someone's face looking sad. That's what I'm about.
Someone looking sad, and they just turn to the camera, and they're like, when your mom is out of Tostinos.
That's, you know, it's a tough time. I think Vine was like the...
The fuck's a Tostito?
Some sort of microwavable treat.
You got Kat's name correctly, but you just fucked up the name of the one pizza roll company ever. Tostitos.
What is it?
Totino's.
It's not, dude, it's not Totino's. Get the fuck out of there. No.
It's Totino's. Well, there's no S.
Okay, Will brings up a good point, though, because Vine was like the largest community of adult infantilists, because it was all like 45-year-old men who were like, when mom says you have to go to school, it's like, bitch, you haven't gone to school in like 25 years. Get the fuck out of here. Everyone on Vine, by the way, was a veteran of the Gulf War and also participated in the Highway of Death massacre. That's like how they met.
I just like, I really feel for all those teens who were brought together to like that weird apartment. Did you guys know about this?
Oh yeah.
Nash Greer or whatever, that fucking asshole.
Yeah, just by whoever like the Vine Lou Pearlman is, who's just like,
oh my god. All right, Jaden, I need you to take your shirt off. Do it for the Vine.
Yo, the real...
Now, just a warning, this is going to take longer than 6 seconds.
Yo, the real Lou Pearlman is like one of my favorite story, like I'm sort of like 90s relics of like pop culture. He was a blimp entrepreneur and pedophile that ended up becoming the manager of like the entire boy band craze.
If you're a blimp... Like if you
he just recently died.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Performer with results.
He told me it was all right. He told me it was all right to be different growing up. If you're a like pedophile blimp operator, does that mean that you have to like whenever you fly over like a state, you have to drop leaflets informing them of your status as a sex offender?
You have to drag the thing behind the blimp saying that you're a sexual predator.
No. They're like, wow, this Skyrider is a fucking bummer.
All of Lou Pearlman's blimps would just sort of like circle around like high schools, and it would just say, "A new life awaits you in Lou Pearlman Studios." So, like I said, this is a spooky show, and in a little bit, we want to reach out to the dark side. But there's a few things I want to get to before that, including the breaking news today about Hillary and her emails, folks. Death can't stop her. Death was calling her earlier in the year. She didn't pick up the phone. She did not answer. She's too real for that. Now the FBI is calling again, and the great subtext to this is it's their investigation of Anthony Weiner that apparently led them to this new trove of unredacted Hillary emails.
This Anthony Weiner dude, he destroyed his promising political career, his marriage, and probably not, but for the sake of this joke, maybe Hillary's entire candidacy.
And America.
Not because he was horny. People say, dude, this guy's the horniest man ever. Fuck you, he was not. A horny man would have sex once in a while. This weirdo was compulsively sexting, which seems to me to be like the least satisfying thing you could do on the internet.
Yes. Yeah,
so, and this guy destroyed his whole life because of it. What kind of... This is like, the weirdest man on earth to me. I don't understand him on a fundamental level.
And his actual sexts were like, are you horny right now?
Yeah.
It's okay if you are. Yeah. I can help you with that.
Wow, you sure look pretty. Like the big thing, the two big sex scandals this year, like Weiner again and Trump, they're both from men who like don't fuck. Like, neither of them fought. Like, Trump
is... That is, like, a really good point. It's really strange. And, like, it's so weird that it would be sexting because, like, there's more documented evidence for a less satisfying thing than if you just went out and fucked people. Like,
yeah.
You could probably get away with that more. It's insane.
Yeah, like, Trump is like, I love when I kiss women. I just love kissing them. And Weiner is just, like, getting, like, sending pictures of his dick to fucking, like, freshmen at Sidwell friends. And, like, neither of them fuck. Like, neither of them sound like they've ever had sex. Mm-mm. But they're both, like, the biggest sex scandals of the... Like, we're becoming a hickamori country. Even our sex scandals don't have sex with them anymore. It's fucked up.
They're like, some of the Podesta emails are like, Anthony won't even leave his room anymore. He just games all day.
Yeah, Anthony is playing Japanese dating sims.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if death can't stop Hillary, I don't think the FBI is going to at this point.
Hell no.
But what I like about this is I love the idea that, like, okay, she's going to get elected president. I don't think this new scandal is going to change anyone's mind. She's still going to win. But I just like the idea that she gets elected president, right? And then is immediately indicted by the FBI and has to resign. But the joke I made about this is that she negotiates with the FBI to just, for the sake of the girls of America, let them have 1 week with a badass lady president. And then it's just Tim Kaine, everybody.
President Kaine, baby.
Yeah, just like
as I've discussed, he's actually Frank Cards. He's been Frank Cards this whole goddamn time.
He like incurred.
A white man from the South is sneakily insinuating himself into the Oval Office.
Fucking Tim Kaine like went up to Weiner and was like, Anthony, on the internet, there is no age of consent. Yeah, just do it on the private server. Like
Anthony Weiner is like the Corey Stoll character from the first season of House of Cards. The fucking
The
crash test dummy, like just pathetic.
But that guy got the fuck at least.
Yeah. That's
Corey Stoll at least was banging the hooker. That's what's so horrifying and just alien and creepy about this dude. Not only does he look like an alien, but his desires and his compulsions seem alien to me. He's unnerving. I don't like him.
If our politicians can't be like totally impulsive, horny monsters, then like who can? I agree with Felix. I feel like this is a very bad like canary in the coal mine for how much our nation is fucking.
Yeah, no one fucks anymore.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're not.
Well, there's been that articles about how millennials don't fuck.
Yeah,
it's true.
Even boomers apparently don't fuck. Nobody's fucking.
And they're supposed to be role models.
Personally, you guys have really inspired me to be a vol cell after I listened to the last episode and Will Menaker said something like ropes of reproductive mutants.
Yeah, that was it.
Shit, oh my God, we're doing it too. We're helping nobody fuck. God damn it.
Well, Kat, didn't you say something the other day that like 95% of like all male downfall is just caused by horniness?
Yeah, it's honestly incredibly embarrassing for men.
I think it's more embarrassing if you're in the 5% who just fucked up for some boring reason, because of like financial improprieties or I don't know.
That's a good
cheating
point.
At
That's
golf or something.
Yeah, it's like you can't because all of the people who fuck up for those reasons, fucking virgins, all of them.
Yeah, I bet Donald Trump cheats at golf, though. He keeps extra balls in that giant diaper he wears when he plays and just drops them out of his pant leg. He just sort of like shakes it and golf balls just drop out of his asshole. The other election-related story I wanted to bring up that was hilarious, and Kat, this is an LA-related story, so hopefully you can give us some perspective. The guy who got arrested for like jackhammering Donald Trump's star off the Hollywood Walk of Fame is in fact the heir to the Otis Elevators fortune. I mean,
are you serious?
Yeah,
there is
yeah.
not a story tailor made for this show. I mean, I think we made this happen. Basically,
that's you have willed this into being.
Yeah. So that guy, like, yeah, think about that. That guy is like the most tortured guy in America because he had no choice but to be Spectrum. Like, his dad was coming home every day, like at 8 p.m., and just started drinking and muttering about Tyson Krupp. And like, there's no everyone in the family talks like this. Like everyone at their dinner table is like, you know what? And they've all been banned from various commenting sections and message boards. So like, he had no choice. Like, yeah, he's economically advantaged, but he like, his lot in life was cast.
For real, I feel like trains now are like for hack autism. The new shit is elevators.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. This is just a funny L.A. story. And I didn't even know Donald Trump had a fucking star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They're just giving them out to anyone these days. Like, what?
Yeah, if you're willing to pay for it, they will do it. Because that's the thing. People don't know that. You have to pay for your own
star. Oh, really?
Star.
Oh, this
so
is
they
bullshit.
Basically send you they send you a letter saying, congratulations, you have the opportunity to have a star. It's like when you're in high school and they sent you, congratulations, you're one of who's of American high school students, but you just got to buy the book, you know? It's a scam.
Matt, did you buy the book?
I think my mom did buy me.
Aw, congrats!
I got conned a lot in high school.
I got conned by the Columbia Record House, where I was like 13 CDs for a penny. Sign me up.
I didn't get that one. At least I didn't get that one.
Did you guys ever get like aggressively recruited by West Point? I got that.
Hell no! I went to a Quaker high school.
I did get a letter in the mail that was like, "Congratulations, you are one of the top 50 mentally ill gamers in the entire United States, and best $500 I ever spent to get myself in that book."
Wait, Kath, how did West Point try to recruit you? They were like, "Have you considered becoming an officer in the U.S. military?" Like,
yeah, they were going to give me money to go to West Point, and like, I did not. I was in like the lame like feminist and anti-war groups and stuff in high school. Like, I don't know why they thought I would want to go to West Point.
So you could change the system from within.
I guess that was their pitch, I suppose. But yeah, it didn't work out. I went to a fucking hippie liberal arts school about feelings. So,
like I said, there was a kid in my class in high school who like he was gonna go to West Point before like he got into like I think some really good college, and then but he was like, "No, like I want to go to West Point. Like I want to be an officer. I want to serve in the military." But the funny thing is, like, his family was actually Quaker, and then apparently the summer before, where you do like basic training before like your first semester starts, like he went to it and was like, "Oh shit, this is actually just like I'm being trained to like kill people. Wait, I can't do this."
That's when he realized.
Yeah, no, he realized it in basic training, and I'm like, I always think about that. I'm like, yeah, my man, I could have saved you some trouble.
Yeah.
And like, it was funny that on his yearbook page, he had some quote that was like, "The protester thinks he is exercising freedom, but it is freedom provided by the man, the soldier on the wall." It was
yeah,
some real.
Totally right. He's totally right. By like,
it totally trailed off like that.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, it's true. It's true though. Like, you can't have freedom of speech unless we have troops stationed in Qatar, Azerbaijan. It's just like how it works. The Constitution is like, it's like fucking ancient ruins in Indiana Jones. And they have to protect like the points of the Constitution around the world, or else the evil people will get to them and destroy them, and it'll destroy the Constitution. Like, all the founding fathers jerked off into like a shard, like a
chalice.
No, it was like a handful of sand. All the founding fathers jacked off into it, and then they like turned it into a piece of glass. And that's like the Constitution spirit glass, and they shattered it.
This whole thing is Felix's senior quote.
Yeah, no, this is my senior quote and my admissions essay to the University of St. Thomas. They scattered it around Central Asia and the Middle East, and that's what protects freedom.
Oh, by the way, shout out to our boy Michael Weiss. If Russia is allowed to remain in Syria, they're gonna get one of those shards.
Yo,
of the Constitution emerald.
Yeah. Yo, Michael is going to get that like frozen Alexander Hamilton cum that actually is in Syria. It's like close to Mehmet II's tomb, which is in Syria and in ISIS territory. So yeah, we got to protect that shit. Big ups to Michael, big fan.
Our handler, code name Nebraska.
So this chaos control created a warp in time and space, and that's how you guys ended up here. I think I understand that much, but I still don't understand these chaos emeralds you guys are talking about.
Goblin vomit. Goblin's nest. I don't want to see him kissing goblins. I catch him in bed with a goblin.
what's it? Why don't we fuck with this fortune telling shit?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's. I'm ready to like get spooky.
It's actually spoopy.
Okay.
spooky.
Oh God, that's so funny. That was like everyone had to do spoopy. I think like last year or the year before, and then at some point everyone just had some sort of collective realization that it was embarrassing, and now they're just acting like it never happened. Nobody's doing spoopy anymore.
I'm doing it.
Felix is holding out.
I don't see what's so funny about you know, not being offensive to the other kinds of people that you share the world with, bitch.
Okay, I won't use the offensive term for this season.
Thank you.
But but Kath, you're in addition to being a comedian, or sort of like an amateur occultist as well.
Just like Reinhard Heydrich and all the other good Nazis.
They were also comedians. Yeah, I don't know if I'm an amateur occultist or if I just get drunk and like yell at my friends to pick cards and then yell at them some more.
That's what Aleister Crowley did his entire life. So yeah.
Basically, yeah. So yeah, I'm going to read tarot for you guys. I think probably the easiest way to do this, you'll each go and you'll each like pull a card, and maybe we'll go through that twice, and then you'll just
I think you should be doing a reading for like three of us as like one person, like we're sort of the triune god, like the Catholic Church believes in. We're just sort of like as Chapo, as like a three-sided entity.
Okay.
And like we can each do that one card, or like we'll each react to it like together. I don't know. Like, but we should. This is you're telling the fortune of like the Chapo brand enterprise, not us per se individually.
Okay. All right. Okay. I can do that.
All right.
So if anyone listening is interested, they're not. Oh, first of all, also I apologize to anyone who actually knows how to do this, because I don't, and it's fake. So sorry.
What? No. This shit is real. We'll edit this out. This is real.
Yeah, this is that real shit.
Does it ever disturb you playing with the dark forces?
Horses?
Evil? No, man. It's not evil. It's an illusion. Yeah, illusion. Yeah, it's confusing. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I do have all my crystals out. I lit a candle. I had, some magic elixir earlier, which was a shot of rum, so I feel like I'm ready to do this.
That's good. I have a candle that's like wax poured over like an executed convict's hand that I grave robbed. That's the real shit.
Perfect.
I have haunted lean.
Some haunted lean. Yeah. Haunted by the ghost of DJ Screw. That's important.
Yeah, it was. I had a concept Chopped and Screwed album. It was called One Night in DJ Screw's Crypt.
The Chopped and Screwed Monster Mash.
Yeah. I would absolutely listen to that.
That would be fucking good as hell, Brendan. Could you do that for the show?
Thank you.
Let's do it.
Just for us. Just for your friends. Yeah. Only give it to us.
Did you guys hear about there was this big controversy among like Tumblr witch feminists where this girl got in trouble because she was taking bones from a graveyard?
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes. She was like, I always go to this one graveyard to get my bones for spells. And everybody was like, dude, that's like...
That is kind of fucked up.
Where people have been buried for generations because they couldn't afford like an actual like mausoleum like you need in New Orleans. And she got in huge trouble for being a cultural appropriator.
That is one example.
Right.
See, normally I'm pro-cultural appropriation, but if your cultural appropriation is actually grave robbing... I'm against it.
It seems like the grave robbing is worse than the cultural appropriation.
Well, what if you do both? What if you like take somebody's ancestor skeletons and like make them put on like a hip hop opera, like Hamilton? Like you move them like puppets, like marionettes. Like you're like, what? What? No one was using them. What? That would be silly if you did that.
And
cultural appropriation, officially the worst crime you can do.
That's
why she got in trouble. Like, it wasn't because of the grave robbing.
Do you guys know
that's what the police arrested her for?
Do you guys know that actually that's what like they hanged Eichmann for, was cultural appropriation?
He spoke Hebrew or Yiddish, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He spoke Yiddish and was also he was also appropriating autism culture.
Yeah, he was part of a train management system.
But by the way, if you are a teen witch on Tumblr. Make sure the grave you're robbing is some like old New England colonial Revolutionary totally War agree. Graveyard. So you're only just pilfering the remains of good Mayflower stock and not the underprivileged or marginalized.
It's honestly incredibly racist to assume that wasp bones aren't as magical as the bones of color.
Oh, they're so fucking magical.
Racism, yeah.
Okay, so tell me when to stop. And I will stop shuffling and pick some cards for you guys.
We agreed to 40 minutes of shuffling.
I've been shuffling for a while.
I'm going to count to 69 in my head and just say, okay, stop. Okay.
Okay. So if anyone listening is curious, we are using the Morgan Greer deck. I'm going to cut it with my left hand.
Oh, the Sinestra. The left-hand path, mm-hmm. The dark side, Satan. Yes.
The hand of occult arts and the hand that you wipe your ass with in cultures with no toilet paper.
Offensive.
Okay. So your first card that you got is the Chariot. So what do you see in this card?
Okay. I'm seeing like a sort of handsome, like circa 1970s gay dude in armor, riding a black and white horse. Then those two horses, one black, one white. They're sort of like yin yang horses.
It looks like to me like a fucking baller. He's got two horses. He's got a king hat.
I missed it again.
He's got double pimp sticks. This bodes well, Chapo. I think
he looks like a small business owner. The white horse represents costs, and the black horse represents revenue. And the guy represents the cool armor you can buy when your revenue is greater than your costs.
So this bodes very well for Chapo. You were right. This card is a card of like victory and
success win.
Triumph. Success win. Yeah, this really is the success win meme of the tarot deck. It totally represents the importance of failure to get to this point.
Hell yeah.
That's what the black horse represents. And this man on the card is actually Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street. So. You guys really nailed it.
In other decks, is the M&M.
In other decks, he's Leonardo DiCaprio from The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
He's reaching out with a cocktail.
That's the best one.
Yeah, so this is like, and particularly things like willpower and like triumph of the will. So this might also represent your commitment to NoFap, you know? So that might be it as
hell
well.
Hell yeah.
We are really big into the triumph of the will, too.
Triumph of the will, aka Menaker mindset.
So your next card is the 10 of wands, or the 10 of rods, it is sometimes known as.
Rod Dreher.
So
Rod Dreher.
Yeah, it's Rod Dreher.
This is Rod Dreher.
That's
on this card.
That card means that evil lurks in a bathroom in life.
Well, it looks like he's holding a bunch of dicks, so that totally makes sense.
And I was saying it could be dicks, but like I'm looking at it now, and they're like long sort of brown cylinders with green stuff coming out. Yo, I think my man's smoking weed. Yo, this shit is, yo, he's got some fat blunts right there.
Yo,
like,
that's loud.
That's a freeze.
No, I would say it could be weed. It could be dicks. Either way, it fits our brand. So
yeah, we're into both. We smoke both on the show. Get ready.
Yeah, I think that rods often do represent dicks in tarot. I mean, they say phallic or whatever, but it's like, yeah, it's dicks. And this card in particular represents like a heavy burden. Which Rod Dreher certainly has, you know, keeping the soul of American conservatism alive. And I think honestly, like in combination with this Chariot card and your immediate identification that this is Rod Dreher, this means you are burdening your enemies. So these are your dicks.
Yeah. How that tastes.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Yeah, I feel like this is a really good reading. And then you're going to be very excited about this next card,
too.
Okay,
awesome.
So I pulled three cards. So this is the third card, and it's the three of cups.
The three of cups, and it's the third card.
Oh, snap!
Yeah.
In numerology, three is a very important number. It's a very powerful...
Three girls, three cups. Yeah. We got three dimes holding three chalices. So you've got your hose and your pimp cups It's another success win card.
Yeah, so the three dimes, Hemingway, cup, and...
The three of cups, the three of SE cups.
Yeah, three of SE cups. And then the third one, which is Kelly Conway.
Yo, yeah, the blonde is Kelly Conway.
Yes, Kelly Conway, yeah.
And there's SE cup and
There's Molly on the right. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And they have three gold chalices, and there's like an apple
They're
or something
to poison
there too.
Mark.
And they've got laurels in their hair. So this is sort of like they're letting on that all of their sort of Christianity is a front and they're actually like pagans.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
They're actually in like this is like Eyes Wide Shut card. They're inviting us.
Yeah,
totally. To the
party. This card, it's definitely like pre-orgy. It's like come drink this wine. So cups in tarot tend to represent like feelings and emotions and things like that. And like so does water. So it's like cups, liquid, that kind of stuff. It's interesting that you guys immediately were like, these are some dimes, and not that these are you guys, because there's three of them.
We're also dimes.
Yeah, that's true.
We are dimes.
Well, yeah, but there's one girl for every dude. It's like you could have a party in the back of a limo or something.
Yeah, hell yeah. When you have a podcast, you can do what you want.
Grab them by the laurels.
Hell yeah. I'm just glad it wasn't the three of cucks.
This card, no, this is definitely the opposite of the three of cucks. Like you have
yeah. sailing ahead for the SS Chapo.
You said rods can represent the phallus. Can cups represent pussy in this case? Can
totally.
They represent
pussies? I think so.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And so this card typically in a real reading it would be people who it's friendship, it's community, it's like creativity. So it would be you know like a really good omen for your podcast. But I also think it just means y'all are gonna get laid. So congratulations!
Ooh, hell yeah! What about
man.
By each other?
Awesome.
I fucking knew I was gonna lose the V card in 2017.
Hell yeah!
I know I am.
Hell yeah! Yeah, this is Will's year.
Will Medeker will fuck in 2017.
Yeah, I mean once Will fucks, then me and Matt can. That is how it works. You gotta wait for your friend.
Oh, it's like a Taming of the Shrew thing. Exactly, you gotta wait till yeah. Will gets laid, yeah. And then
yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Well,
exactly.
I think it's going to happen yeah. for you guys.
All right.
Well, this is great so far.
For this one, if you want, we could do like a specific question or something like that, or we could just keep going like general.
Okay, what's a question that we can ask?
Yeah, let's
inside?
Ask a question.
Okay. Let's ask a question. Okay. Do we want to go political or personal?
Political is personal.
Let's do. We were talking about the election. Let's just like throw it out to the spirit realm. Like this next one, this is a premonition of the reign of Sister Hillary. Like, how's this going to shake out in like the first year of the Hillary Clinton presidency?
Yeah,
that's a good one. Okay, so we're reading for the first year of the Clinton presidency.
How, what's the omens? Let's look at these intestines.
Oh boy.
Dude, we got the touch, man. We're vibing with these spirits right now.
This is a very interesting reading because we got all major arcana cards, which major arcana cards are like the big shit, like the deal. Like the chariot card we got in the last one, that was a major arcana card.
Awesome.
So, so some shit is gonna go down. So, the first one, which the way I'm doing it is basically the first one is sort of the main thing, and then the other two are help you figure out like specifically what the main one is about. So the main one we got is this guy. The Hanged Man.
Holy shit. That is the most occult card there is.
Yo.
Okay, this is fucked up. In Terry Gilliam's most recent, The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, which was Heath Ledger's mm-hmm. last movie that he died while filming. In the movie, Heath Ledger plays the Hanged Man. And then,
oh, shit.
And then he died and they had to fill out the rest of his role with Colin Farrell, Johnny Depp, and who was the third one? Jude Law. So, but yeah, like, I, you know, Terry Gilliam, obviously, he's into all this shit. But yeah, the Hanged Man, that is like, this is...
So you're saying Hillary's health will fail her and she will have to be replaced by Johnny Depp. Got it.
A.K.A. Tim motherfucking Kane. I think we just fucking figured this shit out. It's going to happen.
I call Tim Kane Johnny Depp because he bottoms out. Tim Kane fucks everybody.
Kath, though, what does the guide say about the Hanged Man?
So the guide says that the Hanged Man is a symbol of like sacrifice. It's not actually a symbol of somebody dying. It's sort of like letting go. Like that's part of it. Like you have to give up something really important. So, you know, you could also make the same conclusion from that if she has to give up the presidency for something.
Yeah, exactly. She is going to, for the good of the country, realize that she can't govern with the maelstrom of scandals, especially when Ambassador Stevens is found shipwrecked on an island in the Caribbean and comes back to testify. And then she's going to step down for the good of the country, Nixon style. And
yes,
then we're going to get Tim Kane.
No, no.
Either way, all roads lead to Kane.
No, we're getting a triumvirate of Colin Farrell, Johnny Depp, and Jude Law.
Tim Kane is better than all three of those guys.
Guys are going to play you when they make a movie about this election.
Yeah. Hell yes. Yeah. Hell yes.
I think it bodes for something different. Okay. So,
I call Colin Farrell, by the way.
And I would like to be played by Christian Bale. But, in my mind, what this means is that Anthony Weiner, at his sexting trial, he's going to like get immunity and testify against Hillary for emailing Sidney Blumenthal, and she gets hanged. Tim Kaine has to, like, after a tweet storm from, like, anti-misogyny war mom about the Hyde Amendment, he steps down. He's like, I can't be president anymore. Then there's a coalition government formed, and the coalition government is Matthew Iglesias, Jill Stein, and the guy who's named after a Street Fighter character, who is Jill Stein's VP. Stein puts like naturally occurring poisons in Iglesias's burrito and kills him and reigns until her death. And she readjusts the country with her chiropractic governing skills, and we reestablish the caliphate, the American caliphate.
Felix, I think you really have a gift for
thank
this.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. People have always said that about me, that I can zero in on the occult. It's yeah.
Okay, so
I think you have a real psychic ability.
So the Hanged Man is like the major card for the Hillary presidency.
Yeah.
Let's do two more that just to like further clarify, like, yeah, like to bring this so the next further
one
into focus.
Is interesting,
yeah,
as well. The next one I pulled,
The Lovers.
Yo.
The Lovers.
Whoa. That's Who Moon
oh,
Hillary.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. No. Oh, God, no. Not sex.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this card is pretty self-explanatory. Like, it is kind of what it looks like. You even have, like, your very sort of vaginal flowers coming up.
Get those
like,
out of there.
Does this mean that Bill Clinton is just going to decide to not wear pants every day that he's in the White House, now that he's first man?
So, like, maybe this is the scandal, part of the scandal that is revealed, is yet more... I mean, this might be Anthony Weiner right here. We don't
but
know.
Like, but, you
know?
No,
because
that's
he's
Huma.
Fucking,
that's
as we
that's
all discussed. He doesn't fuck, so that can't that's be true. Him. I'm thinking Bill. Somebody like that.
But, like, but in the tarot, like, in occultism, like, often, like the thing that it most often, like, you know, readily represents is often not the real meaning. Is there another meaning to the Lovers that is like sort of
I mean,
cuts
this
against
one, it's,
it?
If it's not specifically like two people in a relationship, it often means like an alignment of values, like making choice, like harmonious choices, that kind of thing. So maybe, you know, under a Tim Kaine presidency, our country comes together, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. And, like, they establish the moderate party that Tim Kaine leads.
And
it becomes
and Hot Soup comes back and replaces Hot, the New York Times.
Yeah,
the
hell
first,
yeah.
Like, the paper
Ron, like, returns
Times
from Detroit triumphantly. and like he's now the viceroy of hot soup.
Wait a second. Wait a second. It's like designated survivor, but Ron Fournier becomes president.
Every journalist gets murked. Like Esoteric Jeff, fucking all the Vox guys, even the one that likes us, like all of them just get fucking bleh, bleh. Like just fucking air hold, except Ron is safe because Ron is like taking his son to like, I don't know, the fucking Lincoln Memorial or something. And they're like, Ron, you're the only journalist left. And he has to rebuild journalism and he rebuilds it in his image. And it's like the most fair journalism ever. And it changes America.
I do think that this card could be considered the card of like both sides do it.
You're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's like both sides are being united together to become one.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Ron Fournier is like Gnosticism. Right? Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree.
All right. Let's see that final card to like hopefully bring this into view.
The last card we got is this guy, Strength.
It's a guy wrestling. Wait, it's a woman putting a lion in a headlock. If that isn't Hillary, what is.
Sister Hillary.
That's Sister Hillary.
This is our Khaleesi, absolutely.
And the lion clearly represents Assad.
Yeah, that's regime change.
Oh my God, we're going to war in Syria. Fuck yeah. Service guarantees citizenship.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Woo. No, that one needs no more explanation. Hillary gonna throw him in a dang headlock.
Yo, yeah. It's women's time to create a genocide of all the Shia by the coast. R.I.P. Zoran Al-Lush, we're doing it for you and for her.
Dude, 2017 is going to be the best year ever.
If you're a moderate
we're going to triumph.
And us. Chapo's going to do well. Yes, the moderate opposition in Syria is going to do really well.
They're great.
Tim Kaine is going to have a good time. It looks like Bill Clinton's going to have a lot of fun. No, it's going to be great for everybody.
Guys, I pieced it all together. We all love Game of Thrones, right?
Of course. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
So who is
it? It reminds me of American politics a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll explain that later.
I agree. Okay. Jorah Mormont was disgraced in Westeros, which is America, for the Jorah Mormont sold slaves, but Anthony Weiner was a slave to sexting, and then so like he got disgraced and now he's disgraced. But he has to go to Essos, which is the Middle East, Syria, and fighting for Khaleesi, who's Hillary Clinton. He personally like leads regime change in Syria. Like he's the one who kills Assad for Hillary, and he's like, "I did it for you, my queen." And then he gets like all his titles and land back. And like so, 2017,
and then
we already saw the success win card. So that's Anthony Weiner. He's failing right now, but he's gonna come back, and it's when he kills Assad for the moderate rebel. Like Anthony Weiner is already converted to Salafist Islam. He's already joined Arara Sham, and he's like in Aleppo right now. He's just fucking bleh, murking.
Not if Piss Pig Granddad gets to him first.
He's gonna kill Piss Pig Granddad. I'm sorry. He just is. Like, Weiner, think about like how pissed off Weiner gets when he doesn't jerk off for like one day. And if you just send him to Syria and he becomes a Salafist and like, you can't jerk off, bitch. He like can't, and he's just so mad. He's just like, he's like Jewish, but also Muslim, Salafist, Rambo. He's just so pissed. He's just fucking spraying. He's firing the hell mortars and shit. He's so badass.
Next episode.
I really think you have a gift. I really
Thank you.
Do. You
Thank
should
you.
Consider doing this profession.
Thank you.
Next episode, we'll be playing Ouija board and doing stock picks.
Do you feel like we accessed the dark side today? Do
oh
you
my
feel
God,
like
yeah.
we got
oh
to
my
call
God,
from
yeah.
the
I'm never going
we
back.
We felt it.
Dude, we started out, we came to the fork in the road when we started doing this show in March, and I feel it's taken it this far for us to firmly just go down the left-hand path.
Finally.
And I'm so glad we did.
I'm glad I could help.
Absolutely. Kath, thank you so much for joining us and helping us peer into the future, the place we are all going to live.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to meeting my CIA handler, and it's been a pleasure.
Now you're in the Chapo Network. Kath, thanks so much for joining us. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the Cosmic East. To the Monster Bedroom and Vampire's Feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode. To get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun.
And as you fall,
the party had just begun.
And as you fall,
the guests included Wolfgang.
And as you fall,
Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking all the digging the sound. Igor on the chain, there's players baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Greg's voice did ring. Seems, he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened,
it's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool. That's a part of the plan. Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is it.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.